Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, take it back. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's a game night, game 3, Stanley Cup final. Cats and Oilers get going tonight, 8 o'clock from Amerant Bank Arena. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from a 300 new Volkswagen models in stock from the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Is the Hockman Crowder Solana crew out there today? Is that where everybody's at? Are they boots on the ground?
Yes, but Hockman is not in. He is at the Jersey Shore.
Oh!
Yes.
All right.
Interesting timing. But Solana, Josh Appel,
and sounds like you planned a vacation with no faith in the Cats.
Ooh-hoo. Hey, I didn't say it. You did. Yeah, I didn't say it. But yes, it'll be Josh Appel, Channing Crowder.
No, he knows hockey.
And Alex Solana.
All right. Yes. There you go. So we'll check in with the boys. They will be there 2 o'clock to 6.
Huh? What kind of name is Alex?
No, I didn't know that was his first name.
Alejandro.
Yeah.
Alejandro.
If we're going to intangible it. If you intangible it, it's Alex.
Yeah.
Don't nickname him.
All right. It's fair.
Saying his name.
Just wanted to give information.
I think he does go by Alex on Twitter, and that is what he has as his handle.
Who knows? Who knows anymore?
You know?
Now he's the official.
I don't understand. If you're not going to be Alejandro all the time, then why in moments during the show he gets very, very Spanish?
I don't know. People change things up all the time. People go from Jorge to George. It's like what people
Hey.
It's like when I shock JFig when I call her Jennifer.
That's the same. Alejandro and Alex is nothing.
It's a shortened version. It's like a nickname.
Yeah, but no one has ever called him that, though.
No.
Everyone says Solana, or he even refers to himself as Alejandro Solana.
Look, this is all Frog Boy's fault anyway. He's the one who called him Alex.
This is also a very, very, very pointless quibble, but okay.
I know a boy named Alexis.
Wait. Hold on. Time out.
What do you think of that?
Time out. Let's back this bus up a little bit. You show up after we've been doing show for 2.5 hours.
Oh, here we go. You know what? I was having technical difficulties lately.
If you wasn't having technical difficulties, you would have came on before 12:30.
You know what? At this rate, I'm going to come in at 2 p.m.
Yeah,
for the Hockman and Crowder show.
I will say, is it just because, did you force these technical difficulties because you're ashamed that you, are you ashamed that you had Big Face Coffee? Is that why?
Yeah.
Look, I'm tired of your assuming, okay?
How am I assuming? You sent the picture.
When the old says, I have to pee. That already gives you 5 minutes.
But let me ask you a question.
Time.
So let me ask you. What was
the first thing I saw? Big Face Coffee. So Jennifer, I said, we have the bathroom.
Hold on.
We went in there.
Calm
okay?
down. Let's.
No,
be
because
quick.
You guys want to assume you are not
no,
even
no, no.
there.
Big Face
okay?
Fiasco.
No, no, no. I'm gonna set you guys straight.
did you or did you not send us a text, a big face
card? I sent you a picture because you guys were wondering if it was still open. So I sent
we weren't. No, I was never wondering.
Never questioned it.
Yes, you
we
did.
Looked it up on the air.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Hold on. This is a guilty lash out by you.
Guilty lash
out. It's a guilty lash out.
No.
I am tired of this.
Okay, well, you can be tired of it all you want. You texted the group a photo from inside. Hold on, Jennifer. Jennifer, I will give you your piece.
Do people even go to Big Jennifer? Anymore? So what did Jennifer, I do? I sent you a picture.
I understand that you betrayed the Heat. It's okay.
Hmm.
I'm sure you'll be forgiven. You're
Hollywood,
a great fan.
You will.
Mm. No, you betrayed the Heat.
Sure.
You did. But to tell us, why would you assume I went inside to have coffee when you texted us a selfie from inside is crazy talk. Of course. What do you think we're going to assume?
That I went to the bathroom like I
Why would I assume you would go to the bathroom?
Why would I assume
that? Wait. You did not include that in a text.
And by the way...
Why would I say that in a text?
And by the way,
say, oh, we're just here to use the bathroom, not get coffee.
Hey, dude, you can't go to a Starbucks and pee unless you get coffee.
Yes, you can if they don't stop you.
If they don't stop.
You own the place.
Just admit you had the coffee. I think your spirit will be more free.
No.
You had that coffee. I could tell in the look in your eyes.
Yeah.
She's probably one of those fancy ones, too.
She's hopped up on caffeine.
I won't tell Pat.
Go tell
Pat. Now at Media Day. Now at Media Day, will a question be to every player that we ask, would you still drink at Big Face Coffee? Yes, that will be a question.
Wow.
Write that down.
Cool, that's write it down.
Write that down.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good. Going to email that to the group.
Len says, Hawk is doing the show live from New Jersey.
Yes.
So he will chime in. You will hear from Mark Hockman as well.
Gotta get his opinion.
Do you think that he went to Big Face Coffee?
Never.
So, I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose.
What do you mean?
Of being on site and somebody doing it from Jersey.
I mean, most of the team is on site.
I think Tob was right, though. Probably planned that vacation a little early.
I mean, we're doing the show. You're in Davie. I'm in Miami. Like, it seems like it's going along swimmingly.
Except for somebody's technical difficulties.
Right. The technical difficulties is guilt over getting Jimmy Butler's coffee.
I would just say this. I'm looking at J-Fig, and she's about this close from cropping our ass.
I understand, but the thing. Look, I can.
Oh yes.
Let me just step on a couple of things here.
Thank you so much for assuming correctly this time.
Okay, well, but I don't understand. One, the technical difficulties are not our fault. I don't know why we're getting the brunt of the criticism.
True.
And second of all, you did go to Big Face Coffee. Why won't you just admit it that you wanted the Big Face Coffee?
I didn't go. I said I went. The old had to pee, so I went
the
and
old.
The bathroom.
Now you're throwing Papa Fig under the bus because he had to pee.
No, Papa Fig wasn't one of them.
Mama Fig?
The people visiting.
Oh, so relatives. So you wanted to
fig.
So you wanted to tour them and said, hey, you remember that guy who stabbed the Heat in the back? This is his coffee shop.
Yeah.
Let's go drink there.
Sure.
Little cappuccino.
Yeah, what did you have?
She probably had like half-calf oat milk with a twist of vanilla and all that fancy
stuff. You know I'm not that fancy, okay? So I don't know what's wrong with you.
That'll be interesting, though.
Cubans aren't very fancy. They're just like, you know, the basics. Up.
I mean, she's a little fancy. Yeah. She didn't go to just run-of-the-mill coffee shop. She went to Big Face Coffee. It's pretty fancy.
I'd forgive her if she went
$17
there.
Lattes.
Took a big dump. I'll be like, man.
She left an upper decker for Jimmy Butler?
Don't even flush. Just walk out of there.
All right, we'll give you a reprieve. Did you leave an upper decker for Jimmy Butler?
Come on, be honest. Hey,
what'd you call him, an upper decker?
If you left an upper decker for Jimmy Butler, we'll reprieve you of all set crimes.
Lady, I will never tell.
I can only assume that you just had his coffee.
Yeah, just give me a wink and a stink. I get it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give you more than a little wink and a stink. Keep it up.
Wow. All right.
I'll be good. Yeah, you know what, Jimmy? I think I got
you guys done lashing out on me. Is there anything else you want to throw?
Whoa,
I mean, we didn't lash out at you. You're lashing out at us. You gave us clue.
In our defense, we had damn near a whole weekend to mull over what happened at Big Face Coffee.
Right.
Because we hadn't heard why you were there until this morning.
Well, and now there's a whole...
No one on this show goes ahead and explains in detail what they do every weekend, okay?
Why would you explain your detail?
Wait, I assumed... Whoa. That's not accurate.
Hold on.
When I sent a picture of my blueness, I gave a look at what my wife did.
Yeah, but here's the other thing.
That's it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Why would I need a story as to why you went to a coffee shop? I assume you went there because you were in the design district and you wanted Jimmy Butler's coffee. Like, that's not one that really has a follow-up question. Now you've come up with an alibi after all these days have passed by because you're like, I don't know if I should have had that coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And so now you blame some poor...
We're just trying to figure out, is the story...
You guys are equivalent
somebody had to go to the bathroom because you want some of the heat off of you, or did you actually...
I'm telling you the honest truth because I have no reasons to lie to you guys, okay?
It's a little bit of a reason to lie. Like, you know that it's not the best behavior of a Heat fan to go drink a Big Face coffee.
Call me a liar. Honestly, I don't care.
Wow. Now we get sin.
Also, we're not lashing out. We're just inquisitive.
You're lashing out because when I explain myself, you tell me I'm wrong. How are you going to tell me I'm wrong when I was there?
Because we think you're lying.
Mm. Okay.
Well, cool. That's
are
the
we
point.
Done with me?
That's the point. You were there.
Yeah, you were there. Mm. And now you're saying, like, oh, it was all just a bathroom trip.
It was like, you basically, wait. City you basically say your crew robbed a bank and you were just the getaway driver.
Mm. Yeah.
You didn't actually steal the money.
I didn't know it was going
to
happen.
Guess what? Mm. You get to go to jail like everybody else for being the getaway driver.
And honestly, if you did, I mean, like, if you went inside, so, like, you could have said, hey, just go pee at Big Face Coffee, and you could have said it sad and sent us a selfie being like...
You wanted me to stay outside look at these... when it was really, really, really hot outside?
Well, I mean, unless you just... If you were just there for a bathroom trip.
It was hot outside, so I stayed inside.
So what kind of iced coffee did you get?
Perfect. Perfect for ice.
Toilet water.
Perfect right weather then? For an iced coffee.
I thought you didn't have to pee.
Did it.
Was it an upper decker? You can be honest. I didn't know it had a name.
You three are going to have upper decker.
Wait.
No, you started all of this too.
Yeah. You started it. You texted us from Big Face Coffee.
Oh my God. Can we go to break?
This is Alejandro's fault.
You guys are exhausting.
This is Alex or Alejandro's fault. Upper decker.
Was he there?
No.
With his extra 60 million?
Jimmy. Jimothy. A double upper decker. Oof.
Yeah, I think it'll be a minute before you come back to Florida, to be honest with you.
Just going
to
leave it there?
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this. Ow!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. We got a game night. Cats and Oilers, game three in what has been an absolute classic thus far. An incredible start of the series. Overtime in game one. And then, of course, we have a double OT win for the Cats in game two. Looked like you were saying something, Leroy, but your mic was off.
Oh, no, I said this series could have gone any which way.
For sure.
It could be 0-2, 2-0. Like, it is crazy how close these two teams are.
Razor thin right now. And yep. It's very, very exciting. I mean, game two's first period almost felt like a game within itself with the back and forth. It was crazy. Blistering pace. Building going to be on fire tonight. Apparently DJ Khaled's going to be there. That's cool.
Oh, is he doing the drum?
I don't think so. I've heard there's some rumblings that a certain somebody plays for the Heat.
Oh, no.
He's doing it.
It's not Jaime Hawkins.
No, it's not Jaime Hawkins.
Jeez.
It's not
Tyler.
Terry Tyler. Rozier.
Hmm?
Tyler?
Nope.
Bam?
That's what the word is.
Bam. Didn't he have a different nickname? Bam Bowman?
Google messed up this weekend, and they referred to him, if you looked up Bam Adebayo on Google, that it came back and spat back at you, Bam Bowman, who was a former basketball player for Miami of Ohio, way before Bam was even in the NBA.
And when they fixed it, they messed up his name again.
They fixed it, yes, they came back to fix it. They didn't fix it, they just screwed up his name. I think they like made it Bam Adobe or something like that for his last name. But it took forever for Google to figure out why they were just screwing up Bam Adebayo's name. But yes, the word is he is on the drum today. So there
Bam
you go.
Bam on the drum. That's good. I'll take that.
I'll take
Bam
that
on
too.
The drum.
I'll take that too. They think they can do that thing where they mic him up. I want to hear some Bam commentary on hockey.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go in there and throw some dominoes at him.
You're gonna go to the game just to throw dominoes at him?
You're gonna heckle the guy on the drum?
We're not doing that again this year. You guys were too. It was too distracting. Like, I mean, the match and rivalry is over.
Playing different.
Could it
rules.
Be more distracting than the damn season?
Well,
maybe you're not. Maybe it's the reason the season got off on the wrong foot.
Reason no, for the season?
No. Don't you put that on
Look,
me, Rick
that media day
that
did start off weird. Jimmy
that was
late.
You. You with all the questions.
I just had one question.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what I didn't do, though. Go what? Try lattes afterwards.
You wanted him here. You wanted to pay.
I did. Man. I wanted it to be loyal, big loyal coffee. Instead, it was make a stink coffee.
Yeah, because he's now average Jimmy coffee.
Nothing average
Not
about
paying
that.
$60 million for that.
Nothing average about that salary.
No.
Oof.
But, hey, what he did in the playoffs, not only when Steph was there, when Steph was gone, is that worth $60 million?
No, but he's a Robin now. He says he's a Robin. He's happy being a Robin.
Okay. But that's the only thing that matters.
Robin the Warriors.
Is he worth $60 million? No.
Robin Joe Lacob. But 8 o'clock is your puck drop tonight from Amerant Bank Arena. Cats, get AJ Greer back tonight. Boquist is going to be out from that. Aaron Ekblad says that he's fine. We all saw him take that hit off the puck. A lot of whining from people on the from north of the border saying, there's too many men on the ice. Oh. Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Go stop somebody. lot of belly aching from them. My God. Dalvin Gaines says, if Bam bangs the drum, will it go Bam? That's why they call him the onomatopoeia, bro. They do call him that. I'm not making that up.
I have heard that. Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
They call Bam the onomatopoeia.
The onomatopoeia.
The hell's that?
It's a word that sounds like the sound it makes. That's onomatopoeia, bro.
Boom.
Where were you with Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah. Conjunction, junction.
What's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases.
There you go. See?
Look at that.
Hey, what about
you missed the onomatopoeia episode?
Wait, you know, like, cartoons were so influential back in the day. They call me Yuck Mouth because I don't brush. You don't remember that one?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yep. Come on, pull it up.
No.
Google it.
No. Possibly too.
You pull it up.
Yuck Mouth song.
Yuck Mouth, yes. PSA, The Bod Squad.
Yeah.
This was 1974.
Wow.
None of us were born besides
that
you.
That was a long time ago. Good God.
Yeah, why did they?
Tell you he's going to have the yuck mouth later.
We'll see.
Connor McDavid.
Yuck.
Take a break. We'll play a little. Now it's time, Leroy. All right. Oh no.
Kick rocks.
All right. Whoa. But before we kick rocks, we got to tell you about our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The best dry cleaning in all of South Florida. The owner, Zara, that's our guy. You guys could call or text him anytime. He responds to text too. 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
40 years, family owned. They run it, keep it in the family. They can do same day sewing. Mama Ara is a seamstress on site. Just give Ara a call. 954-610-9383. He can pick up, drop off your order. They service all of South Florida. Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beaches. And as a fan of the show, Ara loves us. He hasn't come to see us yet, Ara, but still waiting. Mention Tobin and Leroy and you get 25% off.
Get 25% off.
25% off. 25% you off. Can't beat it.
Wow.
And I promise you this, Tobes.
What's that, dude?
Once you use A&T dry cleaning, you'll never launder your own clothes again. What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Well, let you guys know again, Big Three in their most anticipated season yet will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. My all right goes to the birthday boys today.
Ooh.
Doug Plagans?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to him.
Yeah. All right.
Udonis Haslam?
All right.
The OG? Happy birthday to the captain. Udonis Haslam.
Yeah.
And Nikola Jovic, dude. 22 Ooh, years right. young for wow. Nico. So happy birthday to those three. If I missed anybody, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. Mm. But those are the three that came to mind today. So happy birthday to them.
Yeah.
And I wish Doug Plagans a big win. I wish Nico a great summer, and I wish Udonis Haslam a great broadcast. And that's what we got. My oh no goes to just all the Dolphins kerfuffle that just is going to bubble up again this week with contract issues, nobody traded, you know, it just keeps on going, and it's just annoying at this point, and especially the Jalen Ramsey thing not being rectified. So that's my oh no going from the weekend. It's it's like a preconceived oh no for what's going to come this week.
Oh no,
it's fair.
What do you got, Leroy?
So my oh no again. My oh no, it's got to be the fact that I had no basketball or hockey on Saturday.
Oh no,
it sucked. I was entertained.
Very selfish for having the game we had on Friday.
Right. Like that game, you needed another, like, whew.
Not me, dude. I needed a non-day. Just woke really? Up, watched a little tennis, watched Coco Gauff kick ass, watched Sabalenka yep. be a sore loser, and then I watched UFC.
Kinda, yeah. You watch your boy get folded up.
Who, my boy?
Huh?
My boy Sean O'Malley, who called me fat and stupid. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you go against Tobes. Your career does not go well after that.
And my all right, which, damn you, Tobin, for ruining my bit before, goes to Marchand for a game winner. I planned on doing it on my time.
Yeah.
Not your Tobes. Time. So you could kick rock.
Just know your bits. How about that?
Right. Like, no, don't change it.
Know your bits. Know your bits. Been doing the same bit now for years.
But I'm the only guy that got to come up with four.
Oh, poor Leroy. It's always a golfer anyway.
Come on.
What? I didn't give any golfers nothing.
You wanted to.
I did it earlier. I mentioned him because, you know, a Kiwi has never won two tournaments in a year.
Hmm. What's a Kiwi?
New Zealander.
All right, just want to make sure you didn't make it Australia.
Oh, I almost did that.
I play with a Kiwi.
Did you see that he was Australian at first?
Yeah.
Huh?
When you first met him,
I don't know, but every time
Australia?
He went home and came back, he bring pictures of giant snakes just crossing the street randomly.
Did you redo? Jennifer, what's your all right no?
Well, my all right also goes to Brad Marchand for breaking about six records on Friday.
Ooh, six.
Not just one. He did six.
That was a lot.
Would you like for me to name some of them?
Yes.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. He was a 10th player in the Stanley Cup playoff history with 8 career overtime points. He's the second player age 37 or older to score in each of the first 2 games of a Stanley Cup final.
Mm.
He has the 5th career playoff overtime goal to tie Corey Perry, Carter Verhaeghe, and Patrick Kane for the most.
Isn't it amazing that 3 of those guys are on the ice?
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive. What's your oh no?
All three of you.
Wow.
Hey.
Like that was all three of you. Plain and simple.
Let me explain something to you, Jennifer.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Here it comes.
Leroy Horde.
You sent a picture with no context.
Well, it was a bit of context.
We jumped to conclusions.
That's your
and
fault.
And then 2 days later, you get mad?
Actually, I was glad Marcos mentioned the context.
Well, I mean,
thing.
No need to. No, you didn't have to mention why.
Because, actually, upon further review.
Yes.
It said, still standing strong. Leroy said, what is that? To which I responded, wow, Judas drinking that joyless coffee. And JFix says, we passed by it and tried it again.
What? Jennifer!
What do you have to say to yourself?
What?
I didn't have iced coffee.
Wait! Jennifer!
You're boxed in and minus one! You lashed out all show and admitted your crimes on the group text!
Amazon Prime.
No! No finger!
Minus one.
I did not have iced coffee.
You do not!
They ordered an espresso and it tasted like garbage.
Yeah!
Oh my goodness! Wait! That's not even the point of this.
For lying.
The point of this is...
For deception.
We got on you for drinking Big Face coffee.
Wow.
I didn't drink it. I took a sip because they said it tasted bad. Okay. And it tasted like lime. Mm-mm. And then we said,
that's
throw it out.
That's not what that message says.
For lying.
Nice job, Jalen Ramsey, with
you
your backup.
You went to try Big Face coffee again. You need to apologize to us.
I'm not.
Okay. This is always how it would go. This is exactly how it would go. Yeah. This is the, and nobody had to pee either.
Wait a
minute.
Nobody had to pee. I'm measuring everyone's bladder.
Hey, wait.
Don't measure their bladder. That's also very weird, Marcos.
Very strange. Hey, don't know if I'd get
so
the answer.
So, Jennifer, when you heard the text come up, you knew where this was going. Absolutely knew. Because at no point in time in that text, did we get anything out of that text other than, she went to get Big Face coffee again.
Rough.
Then on Monday, after some backlash, you come in with a cover story.
Yep.
It's not a cover story.
No, they had really? To pee.
Yes.
I could tell by when you started look at her reading anymore. That text. Wow. I could tell by your face you were like,
Yep. Can't even look at her anymore. The way she judged us.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
They judged the way she judged us.
Don't look at me.
Yes.
You judged me.
Rightfully so.
Because look, now you're a Big Face liar. Because you didn't in the text.
That's a point.
You gave the impression y'all went to try coffee again.
That is liar's a point.
Pretty good.
Yep. Point for Leroy.
I'm hurt. I am hurt by the deception.
Be hurt.
Yikes.
Wow.
Be hurt.
No remorse whatsoever.
Nope.
You got caught in a tiny little fib, and you should say sorry.
What a web we weave.
What a web we weave.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm.
I should know a thing or two about webbed.
That's right.
You should.
Part amphibian. What do you got for us today, Frog Boy?
Sorry, I'm still getting over this revelation we just had here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy time. You didn't have anything ready.
No, I am my all right.
Classic lash out.
Bobby.
Jennifer, she's just lashing at everybody right now.
Bobby Lashley.
Wow. Boy, I see.
My all right goes to the great Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. You guys may know him as Lil Wayne.
Oh.
You like his new album?
I happen to be one of only four people who like Dwayne Michael Carter Jr.'s new Carter 6 album.
Leave it to you, dude. When everybody else thinks something stinks, you seem to stick up for it.
I listened to it.
Yes.
And I was just like, yeah, man, he's a wordsmith.
Correct. Right? See, this is the thing. What do you expect from him? You know, what do I expect from the new Happy Gilmore movie? And do I expect an Oscar? Or do I expect Adam Sandler to do what Adam Sandler does? It's the same thing with Wayne. He's going to say some things that make you go, huh, That's clever. And he's going to say some things that kind of sound like, I wish he had less auto-tune. But at the end of the day, it's Wayne. And can't we all just be happy that Wayne is back?
It ain't easy being Wheezy.
It ain't easy being... You know what? It ain't easy being Wheezy. That's good. My oh no.
A look of disgust from Leroy.
What? It ain't easy. It really is not easy being Wheezy because everybody has these expectations.
That's how you would describe the album. If you listen to what he's saying, it's really cool and creative,
yeah.
But the music behind it is eh.
It's not great. It's not great, for right. sure. But everyone is like, oh, he's horrible, he's trash, he's the worst.
No, so Wayne's still Wayne. It's whoever produced his album.
He pulled a Tay-Tay.
Whoever produced it.
Okay, no.
They weren't that good.
He pulled a Stallone, all right? He pulled a Stallone in, what is he, the king of Tulsa?
Tulsa King?
So, okay.
That's a great show.
That's
a great show.
Okay. You like Tulsa King.
It's on his third season.
Okay. But you'll never admit that, maybe it's not his best.
I don't have a problem calling out things. Like I said this about Love Island last week. I'm like, this cast is nowhere near as good as last year's. Not even close.
And they still haven't developed.
They're trying, but I said this, like, it's going to be on Ariana Maddox and the narrator to carry. They're just not interesting people.
Ah.
They're not interesting people. Like, there's a couple of stars, you know, like, I think Ace is really funny, and he's been single the whole time, so he's finally in a couple. I think he's a rascal. We're going to get into some shenanigans. The tall doofus from Jacksonville, he's going to get, I think, into some things, but it's just... They're okay. It's just what we really didn't appreciate last year was a dynastic run by Love Island. It was really great. All things coming together. And sometimes you don't realize you're watching greatness when it's happening. And that's all it is. It's like they're a perfectly fine Love Island season. Great breakup last night. Bella, who spells her name stupidly.
Okay.
She spells it Bell-A. She got dumped from the island, and she thought that she snuck her way back in there to Nick, but Nick's a real pig, and he went with the hell is the woman that he stuck with. It's not important, but he really embarrassed Bella by saying, "Oof, I think Trinity, I think is her name, something like that. Elise, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. The point is, he went with his new squeeze, and then mentioned how they got it on in the photo booth, and that really was dirty to Bella.
So now there's the photo booth.
Yeah, there's a photo booth now.
Oh, no.
More places to be horny on Love Island.
Another place to hump over there.
They need more places, but it's not. It's just not as good. It's not as good.
Bella, she's a looker.
Oh, she's a certified possum holder, but she's a little bland.
Yeah.
Hey, and so question.
She also does a thing with her voice where her voice keeps changing.
Ah,
she's an accent changer.
The Halliburton. Oh, accent changer. That's different.
So... Can you be, like, being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or crazy or just weird, doesn't that take away from your CPH?
Wait, so she got dumped from the island, you're saying?
Dumped.
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 She'll be back.
Man, I don't know. Because I don't think J-Vig, I think people like her, but I don't think she's interesting enough to bring her back.
Nah.
Instead, they bring new girl.
You know when they bring people in.
Again. Yeah, she could go at Casa Amor. Like, they could do something like that. They'll do that every once in a while. Like, if Nick is the one he's stuck with, if that's going good, they'll be like, oh, let's bring Bella back for Casa Amor. Possible.
Nah.
I think just the whole concept behind it, I'm more into Temptation Island.
You haven't even seen it.
No, I haven't.
Well, the thing that's annoying with Love Island sometimes is you'll have a couple that's like, they're clearly there. Like, this Jeremiah is a real phony. And he's trying to be with Huda to just win the game.
I'm not dating no girl named Huda.
Well, Huda and Jeremiah, they're like, we're so in love. Like you got, and even
add three letters to the end of that, and now we got a whole different conversation.
Everybody's Huda sitting. Rat. Yeah, and Huda and Jeremiah, like, Huda's like, oh, I love him. And everybody's like, you've been together for literally four days. You're crazy.
She loves it, man.
And so, like, Ariana hates that. You know, the one thing, good thing about Ariana being the host, Ariana Maddox, star of Vanderpump Rules, she's a fan. And she's like, she said this, she's like, I'm going to cause chaos because I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that.
She doesn't like what?
When people try and be safe in their couples because they're trying to win the game, because they're trying to win the 50K.
Oh.
She's like, mm-mm.
50K.
Yeah, but you also get a lot of fame and Instagram followers, you know? Right. Like, that's the whole
point. And brand deals.
Yeah, brand deals. Like, that's the big payoff. Anyway, did you have an oh no?
The girl that was from Miami left, right?
The girl from Miami got kicked off, but they didn't even mention. They just, like, they vaudeville came, like, whoop, you were racist.
Oh.
Oh, she was racist?
Well, she used words she shouldn't use.
Yeah, should not. Should not use that.
Got a little too loose with the language. I'm like, you don't, you know.
Hey, I tell people all the time, if you don't hear me use it and you use it, I'm probably going to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not go there.
Froggy, like, what do you got, buddy?
My oh no goes to the WWE for getting rid of a superstar and then realizing that they made a mistake because Twitter said, please bring him back, and then they brought him back 3 days later because they don't stand on business.
R-Truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Killens. And then people are like, was that a work? And he says, no work. And then on his Twitter, he says, no, we want truth was seen, heard, felt, and understood. Believe me when I say this. I love every one of y'all to death. We made history together. He came back. That's my oh no.
He came back and he betrayed John Cena.
He did.
Who won?
John Cena lost the match against Cody Rhodes. It was John Cena and Logan Paul versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. Thanks to the interference from R-Truth, John Cena lost.
All right, we'll see if there's any interference tonight. Game 3, Cats and Oilers, Stanley Cup Final. Okay, coverage continues where you get Stanley Cup Final and Love Island like no other right here on 560 WQAM. Hockman, Crowder, Solana coming up for you here. Next, we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.